Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now it's May, and if you're out and about in the country's boreens or even in the city parks, you might be treated to the sweet fragrance as you stroll along, bringing to mind hints of vanilla, almond and spice. And if you look to the hedgerow, you're likely to see a thorny bush with small white flowers that are responsible for this, and that of course is the hawthorn. It's a native tree spread all over the country. It's steeped in folklore and tradition as well. And to tell us more about this, I'm joined now on the line by Aideen Ní Hiarnaigh, who runs Bláthanna Fiáine Wildflower Walks on Inishmian. Good morning to you, Aideen.
Good morning.
The hawthorn, a very common tree, so why is the month of May so associated with it?
Well, it's also known as the May tree, and really and truly, if you're going anywhere in Ireland during the month of May, doesn't matter whether you're down a back road, Bohareen, or if you're on the motorways, you're going to see the hawthorn everywhere you go. It's blooming, it's beautiful. Anywhere you're seeing these gorgeous hedgerows covered in a creamy white flower, that's your hawthorn. And this is the way things are always in Ireland with your wild plants. The more common something is, the more folklore you have about it, the more traditions, the more pishogues, and the more traditional uses. So the hawthorn is rich in all of those ways and all around us.
And something I didn't know before I was preparing to speak to you today, it's something that was eaten in the past.
Eaten in the past and eaten in the present, Colm. It's absolutely delicious. So this is a gorgeous thing to supplement your diet with. This time of year in general is really, really good for our wild greens. Later in the season, of course, we'll have our fruits and things. But right now, get out on your lunch break and bring a little bag or fill your pocket with some wild greens. So things like your hawthorn leaf is really nice and very versatile to use. It's just like a lettuce, you know, it's a very mild taste. So when the leaves are young, before they get too big, once they get big, they get a little bit tougher, or if it's very windy, you might see some of them, they might be a little bit burnt on the edges by the wind. But a nice little hawthorn leaf is a perfect thing to introduce into your salad. As I say, it's just like a lettuce, it's a very mild green, but it's really, really good for you. And this is the thing. People long ago, they lived much more in tune with not just seasonal things that we grow in the garden, like we eat spuds, of course, when they come into season, and carrots and that, but our wild greens. And when they came into season, people just supplemented their diet with them. And when you live like that, when you introduce wild foods, when they're in season, into your diet, you're getting what your body needs. You know, you're living more in tune with nature. So people say that it's very good for your circulatory system, your cholesterol, and I'm not a doctor myself, but I know when I'm out and about, why wouldn't you pick it? Why wouldn't you introduce it into your diet, connect to nature, and it saves you a few bob as well, rather than buying heads of lettuce.
We should have maybe asked Paddy Barrett about some of the science behind that when we had him in earlier, but I suppose the flowers on the tree, is there eating or indeed drinking in them?
Well, certainly. Personally, I don't like the taste of the flowers. However, we filmed Fuí Vlogh a couple of years ago for RTE, and we got a really nice recipe from Karen Mueller, who runs Solaris Tea in Galway, and she gave us a delicious jug of hawthorn lemonade. So you make your normal lemonade mix with your sugar, your lemon, your water, all those nice, easy things to find. And then you just pick a few hawthorn flowers off the tree and leave them in to steep overnight. And what that does is it infuses the lemonade with this kind of like a spicy kick, which gives it a very unusual but really nice flavour. And also you're getting all those antioxidants, you're getting all that goodness as well from the flower.
All right. And the berries, the haws themselves, they're edible too, are they?
They are. And they're really nice, actually. So the fruit of the haw, now we won't get them until maybe September in that. But they kind of taste like a soft apple. Now, you can't eat the seeds. The seeds aren't edible, but the fruits are very, very nice. And again, this was a real staple of the diet, especially in Inishmian. You hear loads of stories from the people about when they'd go for their lunch break in school, all the primary school kids would go out and they'd be stuffing their pockets with the haws and they'd be eating them kind of sneakily then back in the classroom after lunch break. And the big fun, of course, was spitting out the seeds at the end. So you'd be firing them around the class. And if the teacher had their back turned, depending on how popular he or she was, they might get a little hawthorn seed thrown at the back
of
the
head.
And
they weren't afraid of bringing the haws into the classroom because it's associated with bad luck. Why is that?
Well, it is. That's a very, very common pishogue, superstition, belief, whatever you want to call it in Ireland. The hawthorn was always considered to be a fairy tree, very deeply connected with the fairies. Everyone really in every locality would have a story about someone who interfered with a fairy tree. So normally The hawthorn is considered to be a fairy tree when it's a lone tree, and it was connected with the other world, it was connected with bad luck. And there's so many stories about a farmer who took a notion to maybe fell this lone hawthorn tree, and more often than not, wouldn't one of the spikes from the tree go into the eye, and the poor farmer would be left blinded forevermore, God help us. So in that instance, they're considered to be very unlucky, but that doesn't really apply to the fruits or the leaves. However, it was never the done thing to bring a hawthorn blossom into the house. Even my own mother would have had this. She got it from her mother, who was from Fermanagh. But all over Ireland, it was considered to be deathly unlucky, and the belief was it would bring death into the home. Now, this is really, really common. However, what I find fascinating is people have actually, like scientists have analysed now the blossom of the hawthorn and discovered that there is a sneaky little chemical in there called triethylamine. And triethylamine, even though it's a mouthful, is present in the hawthorn blossom, which some people think is a really beautiful smell. By the way, you mentioned vanilla and walnut and all these lovely things. However, this chemical is also found in a rotting human corpse, crede nu no cred. Right. So they think now possibly, you know, that there mightn't have been, like, you wouldn't get a whiff of the hawthorn now and go, japers, it's just like my old auntie's funeral. You know, you wouldn't get that, of course. But long ago, with the Irish wake traditions, people knew the sights, sounds and smells of death. You know, they were much more comfortable and had much more experience with them. So it's not that they would have got a sniff and then, as I say, went straight back to the funeral, but it might have sent off a little signal, you know, subconsciously in the back of their mind on a primal level, understood that there was something connected with death, with the smell of this flower.
Okay, thanks very much to Aidan Ní Hoiring, Bláthanna Fiona Wildflower Walks on Inishman.